I've been playing San Andreas multiplayer mod. It's basically a mod that lets you play on the PC. San Andreas Vice City has one as well, and so it's GTA 3 with like 125 to 150 people.
Wow. So it's like a whole living city.
It pretty much is, yeah. And there's like the interesting thing is like how many permutations of play and server types there are. So when you first go in, this is going to be a clusterfuck. And if you just hop into like a random deathmatch server or screw around server, it is. It would be like if, you know, all of you go someplace and everyone's doing stunts. There's just planes crashing out of the sky randomly on people.
Is everyone just CJ? Like, you know, there is no multiplayer mode.
No, every character model in the game is accessible for you to choose as. And so that was actually fun. When we first topped him, we just went into servers like that. It's like, yeah, let's just spawn up on Mount Chiliad, jump a bike off the top of it and see what happens, go to different race courses and stuff that people made. But then the real fun is when you go to role-playing servers. People are very serious about the role-playing
servers. In character all the time?
Yeah, it's like these people. Part of it is, it makes sense when you look at the response. Everyone goes, dicks around in a regular server and gets sick of it, and then they say, we need to do something to this. We need to apply some structure and make like a goal-oriented or some kind of game mode. So they get in, and someone decides, I'm going to be a cab driver. And when you get in a role-playing server, they vary. Some of them will actually have you read a tutorial, and they'll just it assumes you're the slowest, most illiterate person in the world. And by the time it's done, then you have to take a quiz based on
server quiz to get into the game?
To get in, yeah. So it would be like, you know, under what conditions is it possible to do a drive-by? And it might be only as a passenger in a recognized ghetto or something.
Well, it's to keep people from grieving, you know.
It is. Right. And so you do it. And I failed the quiz at the first time because I was like, I'm not going to read this shit. And it was like, sorry, try again next time. And it ejects you from the server.
Wow.
So you have to come back in and do that all over again. So then it's the most bizarre thing you've ever seen when you get into this game. And you know, it's all real people. And it's the world of San Andreas. And you see cars stopping at lights, staying in their lanes, like using
what the hell? Like,
very carefully. A street sweeper. There's some fucker who is a street sweeper, and he drives the street sweeper model like right up against the curb, and is like very carefully going throughout the world. And then they'll charge money. Like if you're a cab driver, you put in a call. Everyone's got cell phones. Just like call for a taxi, and you wait. He'll come pick you up and charge you. You can't drive unless you get a license. Like you can't just go up into any random car. You can't, however, jack them from people. And then, so as soon as we looked at this, we were in there for 5 minutes. And I say we, it was just my usual like gang of idiots that we play online games together. And we're like,
and you started griefing.
It was like
you?
We had arrived in the promised land.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
fucking an untouched virgin universe. Are people playing hookers too? Like,
there are prostitutes in the game. There awesome. Even it'll even say like, you know, you've contracted chlamydia or gonorrhea, and it'll take hit points from you.
Nice.
But you got to. So can we still sleep with them and kill them? Like the old game?
In a separate type of role-playing server called Cops and Robbers, in one of the classes, and this is pretty fucking revolting, one of the classes is Rapist.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's
and awful. They, like, I was just walking. I was one of the burger chicks. It's a character model. She's got, like, a burger hat on. She's from the burger restaurant. I was just trying to cruise around, mind my own business, and someone just pulls up in the car, jumps out, and then, like, next thing I know on the screen, it's like, you've been raped. You have syphilis. You have gonorrhea.
Oh, that's
and then
horrible.
Another time. So the first time I was a
I'm
sucker.
I'm not laughing at that.
When I went into a role-playing.
It's obscene. It's so. I'm laughing because it's so obscenely bad.
Wrong. I went into a role-playing server, and, like, I got to follow up, though, on, like, how we actually fucked this game up. But, like, when we first went in, I was the butt of the joke. Like, I was sitting there, and this car pulls up and starts honking, and it was this shitty car, and I was like, let's get in, dude. They want us to get in. And we get in, and then it's like, doors are locked. And we're like, what the hell is this? And they took us out to the ghetto and then killed us. and that made no sense. But so after we got our bearings, we knew we had to be very careful because the admins play the role of the cops. And I'm also convinced that this is a perfect, like, this whole mod and the whole role-playing thing is set up for power-tripping freaks who want to play admin, want to play cop in this game. And there's a reason for it, too, in that, like, if it's really carefully administrated, they have all these rival servers, and there might be, like, 10 people in each, but you want the one that's got 125 people in it. So you have to guarantee that you're creating this, like, good civil society and a utopia, and it's like a competition among alternate models of, like, urban planning in each server. And so the ones with, like, the really hard-ass cops, like from Rambo, First Blood 1 or something, are the ones that people like. So we knew we couldn't just go in and just start beating the shit out of people, and that would be the end of it. But we did. We all picked the clown model. It's like this fat, stupid clown. And we went and picked up these giant double dildos that are – they're an actual weapon in the game in San Andreas, you know. we hide those. We don't equip those because that's bad, just walking around with those things. Kind of like you wait and you tell someone, hey, go hail the cab. And then we'll yank the cab driver out and beat the shit out of him and jump on the hood of his car and stomp on it until it's like burning, and then or take his cab and run over him. And you could park. The most frowned upon activity in this game is like when you park on someone because they can't get up, and it's just, you just park your car and chill on them. And we do that. But then the cops did start chasing us, but they weren't ready for a bunch of us. So we were like, all right, pull over, dude, just pull over. And then the cop's going to get out of his car and we're going to be falling behind him like normal traffic. And then we'll smash him against his car full speed when he comes. And eventually what happens is you get the whole group of admins chasing you. But imagine, you know, when you first got GTA 3 and you're like, dude, this is a game where I can pull a cabbie out and stomp him, and it was fun. It's nothing like when you know that cabbie is played by a human being who thinks that it's a fucking good idea to be a cab driver right. in a video game. Dude. Like, it does not compare.
And you know what's scary is you so won Anthony over, because he told me the same thing day before yesterday. He's like, oh, dude, you wouldn't believe it. It's so cool. You, like, rip the cabbie out of there, and you, like, smack the shit up. You're like, it's a real dude. Fuck you.
And, yeah, when they chase you, like, when the cops chase you, you know you can't get caught because they're going to put you in a prison in the game, and you could be there with your account stuck so that you're in that prison for weeks, you know,
Or
they'll try to like charge you. So when you're having a chase and you're running from these guys, it's just like when you go over to like old man Murphy's next door and hit his dog with a water balloon and then go hauling ass. And then eventually,
what kind of childhood do you have?
Eventually you want him to chase you. And then when he gives up the chase, you're like, what am I going to do now? Am I just going to be good? No, I'm going to go back and get another water balloon and start all over again. So you just keep doing that with the cops, and it's like the stakes are really high. And it's got to be frustrating for Rockstar, because it's like this mode, it's like the biggest gaming high you can get, but they can't expect anyone to do it, because who in their right mind is going to want to play these roles, play seriously, and stop at red lights in their game? But there's people somehow that have just decided that they want to do it, and now when you go in there, it's fucking rad.
So how do you get out of jail if you're in jail?
You wait. You can call a lawyer, and this is what's dirty as hell.
A lawyer?
I get in jail, and I told the guy, I was like, come on, don't arrest me. I'll let you toss my salad if you don't put me in jail. And he still put me in jail. So when I was in there, it's like this prompt came up. It's like, do you want a lawyer? And I was like, yeah, I want a lawyer. And then the cop – and then I get a message, and I'm like, dude, that's the cop's name. The lawyer is the cop who put me in jail. And he comes
up. Small town America.
And we're like, yeah, and Rory – and it worked. We start role-playing. We're like, fuck you, pig. I want a lawyer who's not a pig. And then – so I got out for good behavior. I'm like, come on, guys. We messed up. Just tell this guy we'll never do it again. And then they let me out of the cell, and the rest of them were in there still talking shit. And then when the guy came up, they said they wanted a lawyer, and so he came up to the bars and they punched him through the bars. And then all the cops ran up and they got pepper spray and they started spraying him through the bars, and then like let one of them out and were beating him with their sticks. And it was funny. We were all screaming screaming about, like, you know, fucking the injustice of it all and shit. And then as they were trying to have their debate, I would run around the corner, fly up, punch the cop in the head, and run back around the corner to try to see if they'd chase me, because I knew I could get outside and get in the car. I did like 20 times, and he'd be like, get out of here. We're done with you. And then I'd be like, what's up, dude?
See, I have to wonder if Rockstar's watching this, because, you know, the GTA 4 multiplayer is nothing like this. It's more, you know, specific modes, and, you know, and we hear rumors that they want to do an MMO, and how would they do that? And
yeah,
I think like, this is like a small template for that, but it is a little extreme.
They have to watch it. I mean, like, especially the cops and robbers mode, at least, where you have like two sides. Right. Then that way everyone's in a, because it's fun to be a cop and it's fun to be a robber, then they could pull that off, you know? And I think that would work, because it's so fun when you're doing a chase, and like, say if we have just one car chasing us and we have four cars, we could totally like box him in and actually rip him out of his car and park on him. And we were able to, and then you pick on people, because when you're killed in the game, you have to go to the hospital and you have to pay a fee to for your medical bills and money. They're all like about money. It's very much like Second Life, like that, where, you know, people are trying to do all this shit to get money off you, so they don't want to lose it. So we get this guy Jamal Anderson, and we like parked on him, and then we went over to the hospital, and we had some of us waiting at the hospital, and then when he got out, we just did it again, and we just kept putting him back in the hospital, and he'd scream, leave me alone. They're like running down the street, and like they'll get out of the cars and jump across the buildings and scream to leave him alone. To take it back if you steal, like we stole this one guy's golf cart and ran him over with that, and he was all bummed out because he spent a bunch of money to get a golf cart. He didn't have a real driver's license. He could just go around a golf cart through fucking
and the thing is gone Los forever. Dear
God, this is so bizarre.
It's gone forever, the golf cart?
I have no idea how specifics were. But it's fun, I think.
This might be the greatest game ever.
I know. There's just completely
overwhelming. No reason to go on with this podcast.
We should just go play it.
Go upstairs and play, yeah.